I'm Christopher Connolly for KERA News. The unemployment rate in Texas is down to 4.1%. That's the lowest it's been since 2001.
Well, I'm a little surprised, to tell you the truth.
SMU economics professor Tom Fombi is surprised because the price of oil is low, half of what it used to be a year ago, and Texas, it's a big oil producer. Back in the 80s, when oil prices plummeted, it sent the state into a recession. That's not happening this time around.
It really does point out that the Texas economy is very well diversified. And if you take a hit in one area, the other areas of the economy picks up the slack.
Well, kind of, says Pia Arrhenius. She's the senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. See, Texas actually lost jobs last month, despite the low unemployment rate. Many of them were high-paying jobs in the oil industry.
It's very hard for these workers to relocate to other sectors and earn the same high wage. And so that's unfortunate, and that certainly impacts their earnings power.
Arrhenius says we'll pick up more jobs over the rest of the year, but she thinks growth will be slower than last year. And a lot of those will be low-paying service jobs. But it's not all negative. One bright spot sounds like this. That's construction equipment outside one of those luxury apartment buildings going up in Dallas's uptown neighborhood.
If you look outside in Austin, where I was today, you see a lot of cranes. You look in Dallas, you look in Fort Worth, you look in San Antonio, and even in some of the smaller cities as well.
Waco-based economist Ray Perryman, he was traveling when I talked to him, he says the construction uptick looks sustainable right now.
What we're seeing to go along with this is absorption rates are going up, rental rates are going up, occupancy rates are going up. So it's not a case of overbuilding the market. It's simply that the market is demanding quite a bit of real estate right now.
The other upside, he says, you know how oil's down, so the job market is kind of meh? At least you're paying less to fill up the tank. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.